I was dating someone. It ended badly. He was my first. I loved him. And then he
changed.
Yeah.
He got mean.
Yes.
And you didn't stop loving him.
And that's from Buffy. And I know I've experienced that. When you think the best of people, you go into a relationship and you fall in love and you think the world of them, and then you get a few little inklings, you know, just nudges on the side of your awareness that, oh, that wasn't a nice thing he said to the waitress, and oh my gosh, he didn't treat me well. He was speeding in the car. I asked him to slow down. He didn't. And you don't want to take a look at it because that feeling of love and the genuine values that person has, that the person could grow and make even better, but may not choose to, those things are so real that you don't want to lose them, so you stay in relationships much longer than you ever need to. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number's toll-free. 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, let's turn to the phones and welcome Tracy. Tracy, you're looking to save a relationship?
I was in a relationship for 5 years and just moved out with my one-year-old son, and I'm trying to salvage something, and I can't get anywhere with anything.
Okay, when you say salvage something, do you mean you're trying to salvage the relationship, or you're trying to live as a single mom?
Well, I guess I'm trying to salvage the relationship in some aspect, or at least have closure with so many questions that I have.
Give me. You were married for 5 years, you said, and the baby is from this partner?
Yes.
And you were married, not just dating?
No, we were not married.
Oh,
we were together for 5 years.
You were dating.
We lived together for 5 years and have a one-year-old child.
Okay, got that. And so you're saying at this point, how did the relationship break off?
Pretty much, it was just constant arguing and bickering, just disloyalty from him, and just too many secrets. And just eventually, he came to me and said, well, I'm just not happy. I kind of have an inkling that he's seen somebody else. He never tells me anything. He will not tell me. And now that I'm out on my own and I have this child, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to look at things in a different perspective and trying to maybe get back something that we lost, or, you know, whether let's go out to dinner, or let's hang out, or let's, you know, try again, and I can't get anywhere.
Your time is so valuable. This is your life. You need to be thinking of a path moving forward. If you're thinking of a path moving forward that involves this man, what do you know about his character already? That, you know, you have a daughter, right, or a son?
A son.
Oh, you have a son. If your son were to marry someone, would you want him to marry a woman who had the character of your boyfriend?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Why not?
No. I mean, in some ways, yes, but no.
Okay, people are mixed. Most people are mixed. But when you get bad in the mix, and the biggest bad is the dishonesty, the lying, and lack of communication.
Yeah, no communication.
Those are the big ones. The minute you have that, then you don't have a partnership. I mean, you may be roommates that pass in the night. You may have some shared interests. You may have a baby together. But you're not romantic partners. And if you're still holding on to that dream of what you thought he could be, what you thought your relationship would be, because you stayed with him for 5 years, so you must
Right.
have thought there was something darn good about him.
Right.
And were you hoping he would change?
Yeah, I guess I was hoping that, I guess he would love me more or treat me differently or care more about the relationship or something.
Yeah, when have you felt that in your life before?
When before?
That you wish somebody cared about you more or paid more attention to you or loved you more.
I guess maybe when my parents divorced.
Tell me about that.
That was when I was just a child, and they had a horrible divorce, and it was always constant bickering back and forth, and we were always in the middle and, you know, always trying to make things right and always wishing that there was more love there and communication and trust, and there just wasn't.
Okay, you're at high risk for looking for another partner if you leave this guy,
mm-hmm.
where you will find the same dynamics with the hopes of what? What are you trying to do? What did you try to do with your own family?
I really didn't have any set expectations except just wanting to be happy and just be a family.
That's a huge expectation.
I know.
I mean, that is the
expectation. I mean, it's like I'm not asking
you
for
wanted
a
to fix things. You wanted the fighting to stop, right?
Yeah, the bickering to stop, the staying up till 5 in the morning to stop, the
fighting.
Yeah.
And so many times we end up marrying someone where we carry the same problem. We have the same problem in our relationship that we had in our family of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to fix this guy, lure him back in so you can fix it and get that wonderful family that you never had growing up. And I wish you had.
Yeah.
But you never had that. And what are the chances? If you were a betting person, would you bet $1 million that this guy that you've been with for 5 years and left you and cheated on you and had secrets, was disloyal and was constantly arguing like your family of origin, and you were not happy with him, which is the only little goal that you want, which obviously is the biggest goal.
Right.
What are the chances that you think that, would you bet $1 million on it? Would you want me to bet my money that he would change?
No.
Go ahead.
I don't think you would.
And you can't make somebody else's psychological problem your lifelong problem to solve.
Right.
Like if you had come to me when you were younger and having the problems with your family, I would say to you, the bickering, as much as I wish, and you wish even more than I do, that your parents would be sane, that they would be reasonable, and that they would have a rational divorce.
Right.
They're not going to do it. So please carve a life for yourself with good friends or good activities that you enjoy outside of your family, so that your mind isn't wrapped around their bickering and hoping for what will probably never happen, that they will sing kumbaya together.
Right.
So what are you hearing as we're talking?
I kind of just need to move on.
I would love you to move on, and I would love you to have as your selection criteria somebody who cherishes you, somebody who loves you, and somebody who will work to make that happen, that you feel cared for, cherished, and not just at the beginning of the relationship, but as an ongoing pattern, you grow together. And that's a skill that both of you, those are skills that you both need to learn. It is also very common after having a baby. Did he want a baby?
It was a surprise both ways, but yeah. It kind of just happened. I mean,
was he like jumping for joy, or was he ambivalent?
He was just like, "Well, we'll deal with it."
Okay, that sounds like it wasn't like, "Oh my God, the Red Sox won."
Right.
It's like, "Oh, we'll deal with it."
Right.
So if he's feeling that emotion of, "Okay, gotta do it. It's a responsibility. It's a duty." Then he may have wanted out, and his escape may have been to create a life outside of the marriage. It's hard enough when people are prepared to have a baby. A baby changes everything, and the highest rate for divorces is in the first 2 years of having a baby.
Wow.
So you want to be good to yourself, enjoy your baby. I loved it when my kids were young, even though I needed absolute breaks. You have family that will help you out a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. And is he good with your son?
He hasn't been proving that lately. So
okay.
No.
Then just carve a life without him.
I
would move on. I would definitely value yourself and realize that you want to create the family. You have that opportunity as a single mom to create the love and care that you've always wanted. And hopefully you'll find a much better partner and you'll pick better next time. Thank you so much for the call, Tracy.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenny. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And you can call me right now with anything that's on your mind. My number's anything that's on your mind. My number is toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER, and you can also visit my website drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Of the many financial issues that can cause painful or bitter conflicts in relationships, a major cause is lack of honesty. Lack of honesty with respect to money issues is a common complaint among romantic partners. It is no more appropriate to lie about money than it is to lie about sex or any other aspect of a relationship, assuming that both partners are of good character, thoroughly discussing and agreeing on how to handle important money issues beforehand will build trust and mutual respect.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.